the time of the revelation of this surah is the period of Makkah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was still staying in the Makkah, and the opposition from the Quraysh people, it was getting stronger and stronger. And one of the reality that they were not ready to accept, it was about the Qiyamah. They did not believe that the Qiyamah or the end of the world will take place, or if there is any kind of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were not ready to accept all these beliefs. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this surah. And he gave them the example of the previous nations of Samud and Ad. These are very famous nations in the history of Arab. And these Arab people who were the addressee of the Quran, the Quraysh people, they were well known about the fate of Ad and Samud, that what happened and what were the consequences of their denial. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the examples.
So this is related to the belief of
the Qiyamah. Yes. The name Al-Haqqa is also the name of the Qiyamah. One of the names of the Qiyamah is Al-Haqqa. This, the root of this word is Haqq. As we know, the word Haqq, Haqq means truth. Something that is real. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the Qiyamah is real. And it is the ultimate reality. Al-Haqqa. So you can translate the word Al-Haqqa as the ultimate reality. So he opened this word as a topic that there is ultimate reality, the truth that is going to take place. Malhaqqa. What is this ultimate reality? This is the style of the Quran, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would like to emphasize on something, he draws the attention of the people. Giving one word Al-Haqqa, then what is Al-Haqqa? Now everyone is paying attention, looking for the answer. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَاقَّةِ. Again, this is also the style of the Quran, like إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Who told you that what the reality is? Right? What makes you understand? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ means, and what will make you understand? أَدْرَا, يُدْرِي, إِدْرَا means, to make someone perceive, to make someone understand. Ka you. Wama adraka malhaqqa. Now, after raising these questions, everyone now is paying attention. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about that and is answering.
So it's like Surah Qariyah, wama adraka.
Yes,
Surah Qariyah, wama adraka.
Adraka wama qariyah, right. كذبت ثمود وعاد بالقارعة. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now telling the Quraysh people that before you there were Thamud and Aad, and both of these nations, they denied this ultimate reality.
Striking hour.
Striking and sudden calamity. Okay. Now with the word Al-Qari'ah, it means something that comes all of a sudden, suddenly. The literal meaning of Al-Qari'ah, anything that is knocking at the door. Qara' al-bab in Arabic, it is called to knock the door. If someone came suddenly and started knocking at the door, you did not know about that before. That is thing is called Al-Qari'ah. So the Qiyamah, the last hour, or also any kind of the azab in this dunya also, it comes all of a sudden.
One question. Since the Arabs at that time did not used to believe in afterlife, did they understood the word haqa to means
something that is going to happen.
Right.
Yes, actually, Islam, when introduced or reminded them to believe in that, so Islam emphasized on this reality that do not think that this is something may be or may not be, you know, this is something for sure. So Islam brought this idea into their minds, this belief, and emphasized on that also, that this is not something like fantasy, or you think, okay, we will see, you know, it's not going to happen. No, for sure it's going to happen.
So what's the meaning of kazabat?
Denied. Yani Samud and Aad. They denied the qiyamat bil qari'ah. And we translated the literal meaning, striking and sudden calamity.
Kazabat, third person plural of
feminine.
Yes, feminine.
Of Kazaba.
Yes. Kazaba.
Starting to apply that.
Yes. MashaAllah. If you make the conjugation, so it will be Kazaba, Kazaba, Kazabu, Kazaba. فَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِالطَّاغِيَةِ فَأَمَّا it means as far as we say in English, as far as ثَمُود are concerned, as far as ثَمُود. So what happened with them? فَأُهْلِكُوا. So they were destroyed. أُهْلِكُوا is from halak, halakat, destroyed, right? بِالطَّاغِيَةِ with a punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was kind of, you know, taghiya is something that is transgressing, is going out of limits, you know. So it was an violent earthquake, and according to some tafsir, it was a thunderbolts. So it destroyed, it killed all of them.
So Tawiyah means, so Tawiyah is what? Is
azab? Tawiyah is azab, and that type of azab that has no limits.
Okay. Very severe azab.
Very severe azab, yes. Right. So this word is from Tughyan. And when some human beings, when they become rebellious, they crossed all the limits, the life of transgression. So these people are also called taghi in tughyan. And this word is very frequent in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he used this word most of the time with taghwaha, fattaghaw. So, you know, it is very interesting point that the azab also sometimes came with the same type of action that those people they were doing. Their lifestyle became very, you know, rebellious, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them the kind of azab also that was very much violent.
So non-peaceful behavior leads to non-peaceful environmental punishment.
Exactly. Yes. So literal meaning of taghiya, anything that is in transgression, right? But what type of azab was that? As I said, two tafsir. One is it was thunderbolts, and the second was it was earthquake. Because in the many other ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one place he said about the Thamud, they were destroyed by the earthquake, rajfa. Rajfatul ard, rajfa means trembling, the earth trembling. وَأَمَّا عَادٌ As far as Aad are concerned, the other nation, Aad, they were destroyed with a wind. بِرِيح. Rih means wind, Actually, this is like storm, wind storm. Sarsar. Sarsar, that wind that is going very fast, that is very much with speed, and also it comes in the winter time. So it is wind chill and storm.
Is that something similar how during Ghazwa-e Khandaq they experienced?
Yes.
That would be something like
exactly. At that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this type of the wind. Birihin sarsarin atiyah. Atiyah again is like taghiyah. Atiyah means furiously, angrily. So, you know, when the wind is going at the speed of 150 miles an hour, so that becomes very much violent and very much raging and furious. That is called atiyah.
The meaning of sarsarin is cold wind?
The cold wind that comes in the winter time, yes.
Okay. And what about rih?
Rih means just the wind. Sarsar is the quality of that wind.
Oh, okay. So rih is
the rih means wind, yes.
And atiyah?
Atiyah, furiously.
Yes.
Angrily.
So birin means with the wind.
With the wind. You can also say with wind storm. That was very furious.
And sarsarin is furious.
Sarsar is the wind that comes in the winter time.
Oh.
So sarsar means fast and atiyah means furious.
Yes.
Fast and furious.
Yeah.
So good one. So why So what is being said is birihin, so they were destroyed by the wind.
Uh-huh.
And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing what type of wind was.
Uh-huh.
So it was a sarsarin.
Yes.
It was a very cold wind.
Uh-huh.
And very furious.
Yes.
Well, this was the whole nation of Ad and Samud, right?
Yes,
it's
yes.
Not just talking about one person.
Mm-hmm. No,
the whole
nation.
The
yes.
Whole nation which was following Ad and Samud.
Right.
Was
except
destroyed.
The few people, those who were the followers, the believers,
yeah,
they were saved. But the majority, those who were the non-believers, they were all destroyed.
Yes.
The whole nation. And both of them, they were very mighty people, very powerful people. In their physical, you know, built and money-wise, very rich, very wealthy. Intelligence-wise also, they were very intelligent. They were able to carve their houses, to build their houses in the mountains. So well protected.
Very strong homes.
Very strong homes. Very strong people, very strong homes.
That's what Allah showed them. It doesn't matter how strong.
Exactly.
I can destroy anything.
So in order to knock down these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they were very strong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this type of windstorm for 7 nights and 8 days without any break, without any interruption.
This was in the Arab world somewhere?
Yes, yes. They are in the north part of Arab. And still their ruins are there.
Present day, I think Jordan close to
them. Hijaz, north of Hijaz. And that is also, this area is called Madain. Madain, yes.
Is the Dead Sea there, the same place?
No, that Dead Sea was the... those were the Lut, the people of Lut.
Because that's also a place of Azam.
Yes, that was also the place of Azam.
Madain, is it the same as Madian or different?
Yes,
no.
Madian.
There is a separate one, Madain, which is in Persia. That is on the other side.
This Madian is in Hijaz.
Yes.
So, Sakharaha alayhim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala released this wind to them, Sab'a layal, for 7 nights.
Seven nights.
وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ and 8 days.